What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. It's Quick Tip Friday, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I don't know why I do that, but thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Rick Mulready here. I am your host of the podcast here, and this is another Quick Tip episode. And this is where, if you've never listened to the show before, you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you optimize your online business so that you can have a bigger impact. You can increase your revenue and create more freedom in your business and be an example of what's possible in your business. And today I want to talk about one of the biggest sources of overwhelm that I see early online course creators, really a lot of online course creators face. And that's around content creation. And how do they accomplish the proverbial, quote unquote, be everywhere with your content? And so today I'm going to take you through a super effective content repurposing strategy that we use here in my business that I call the optimized content strategy. And essentially, I'm going to explain how to take one piece of content and make a minimum of 7 pieces of content from it. Minimum. And this is just a guide, right? You're going to have lots of ideas, hopefully, that come from what I'm going to share with you here that you might say, well, I can create, whatever, 20 pieces of content. Awesome. But the idea here is to give you some ideas, to give you a kickstart here with some things that you can be doing all from one piece of content. And first and foremost, you have to be creating consistent content in your business. And I'm going to say that again. You have to be creating consistent content in your business, weekly content, whether that is you're doing a podcast, whether you're doing YouTube videos, whether you're doing a blog post, whether you're doing, even if it's weekly emails in the very least to your email list, whatever channel that you enjoy most creating content, you need to be creating. I think everybody should be podcasting. Everybody. I did a whole episode about that. It is not too late as I'm recording this here in October of 2020. It is absolutely still the beginning stages of podcasting. And so if that's something that you've been considering, highly encourage you to do it. Everybody I talk to who I sort of get the ball rolling, like help them begin their podcast through coaching or what have you, is they're like, they inevitably come back to me and it's like, oh, it's the best decision I ever made. It's so much fun. And if you want to hear how terrible I was at my podcasting, I've been podcasting now for 7 years. And my first show was Inside Social Media. Go back and listen to the first 20 episodes of that show. That was awful. But anyway, it's so much fun, right? Just to get on here and just share and show up for you every single week. We do 2 episodes, obviously, here in the podcast. And so much fun. So much fun. Anyway, the optimized content strategy. Okay. So again, this starts with your one consistent piece of content. I see consistent piece of content, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a Facebook Live, whether it is a blog post, whether it's an Instagram live, whatever. You're starting with a base piece of content, okay? And then, so let's just say you're starting with a podcast or you're starting with a video. We'll just use either one of those. Now, you want to download the audio or the video and then get that transcribed, okay? Also, when you get it transcribed, you can use like rev.com, trint.com. There's a whole bunch of transcription services out there that are really good and not very expensive. Now, when you get the transcription, I also recommend that you get the SRT file for your video. And the SRT file is what allows you to do the captioning on your video when you upload video into like Facebook, for example. So again, number one, you've got your podcast, you've got your Facebook Live, your Instagram Live, your YouTube video, whatever it is. Now you download that audio or the video. If you have done a video, you can grab the audio from that video. So you can essentially, quote unquote, rip that audio from the video. And guys, by the way, I am not a techie person. I'm more about creating the process for my team to implement. And that's what I want to share with you here, this process. Okay. Because the idea, as I'm going to share here in a couple minutes, is not for you to necessarily be doing all this stuff. The idea is to get you some help in implementing this process that I'm describing. And you can do that very, very inexpensively. Okay. So you start with your podcast, start with your whatever YouTube video or your Facebook Live or your Instagram Live. Regardless of either one of those, you download the audio or you download the video from, if it's a video. If it's a podcast, you can record yourself doing that, literally speaking the podcast on video. Just do it on Loom, which is totally free, right? But you create a video version of that podcast. And this is where I'll talk about here in a couple of minutes. You can get, you know, super creative with that, all right? And if you are doing podcasts, and this episode is not about video podcasts, but video podcasts are sort of starting to come back a little bit. They used to be really popular. They went away. Now they're kind of making their way back in popularity again. But the idea, again, is to start with that base piece of content, download that audio, video, or video, get the transcription done, also get the SRT file for that video, okay? From the transcription, you can write an article that is basically the transcription there, just clean it up as a blog post. And you can use it for your website. You can use it on LinkedIn if your audience is on LinkedIn. So the idea there is to create a written piece of content from your audio or video. So now you've got multiple pieces of content there, okay? You can have somebody, next step of that, you can have somebody now find some, you know, social media one-liners, if you will, like quotables, that can be used for image graphics, for example, that you can use on Facebook, that you can use on Instagram or Pinterest or what have you. And these graphics can be done super simply in Canva, right? You want to make sure that the text that you pull, though, or that somebody pulls, can stand alone, right? Is contextually relevant by itself. You don't want someone to look at it and be like, I have no idea what that means, because it's missing, you know, the relevance to the rest of the copy. So you want to make sure that whatever kind of quotes you pull from your transcription or from your audio can stand on its own. Okay. Now, if you've done a video, if your first step was the video, now you can have, you know, do a bumper intro into that video, put some music behind it, et cetera, maybe an exit bumper, that sort of thing. And again, just to reiterate, this is not you doing all this stuff. This is you creating the process and having other people, other contractors or other team members implement this for you. Now, if you've got that video, the full length video, you can put that on YouTube. You can take clips of that video. Maybe it's like the best parts of that video. And you could put it on Instagram. You can put it on LinkedIn. Again, if your audience is there. If you're recording yourself for your podcast, if you have a podcast and you are recording yourself, say you're doing interviews, for example, on Zoom and you're doing it on video, right? You want to kind of spruce that up a little bit. You know, you want to ask the question, is someone going to sit down for 45 minutes on YouTube and listen to just the audio or watch you on YouTube for the podcast? Maybe. Yes. But is there something that you could have someone in your team do or a contractor do that spruces it up? And I am not a YouTube expert in any way, but it's all about length of time that somebody's watching your videos. So you want to make it such that people are going to watch what you put up there from a video perspective. And then maybe you drive that video, maybe it's a video clip, if you will, about your podcast. You want to drive that to your podcast audio, okay? And so my point here is that you can do a lot with starting with one piece of content. So I want to challenge you to think through, okay, I have one piece of content or one content strategy that I focus on. So for me, it's the podcast, right? So we can have the transcription done of this podcast, and that can start a whole bunch of different things that we can do to leverage and repurpose one piece of content that I'm doing. And I have 440 episodes here on the podcast. And so that's a whole lot of content, right, that we can repurpose. And so the idea here is to not work harder. It is to leverage the existing work that you're doing in your business, right, from a content perspective, and leverage it to put it on different platforms, right? I mean, there's a ton more things you can do with it. I only listed out 7 different things. There's probably, you can take one piece of content and probably create 20 or more pieces of repurposed content that you could use on different platforms, right? The key here is that whatever piece of content that you create, you want to make sure that it's contextually relevant to the platform that you are posting on, right? So for example, if you're going to post on LinkedIn, for example, that's going to be a different experience than if you're posting on Facebook and vice versa. So you want to make sure that the content that you are placing on a specific platform is relevant to that platform. And again, this is not about you having to do everything, right? If you don't have people on your team to currently to help you with this, this is about creating a simple process that encompasses a few different platforms, right? You can hire people, hire contractors, hire people on Fiverr, whatever it is, or Upwork or what have you, to help you with this, right? But it's about creating a process from which to work from that base piece of content. So I want you to start thinking about how to get more mileage out of the content that you're already creating in your business. And if you're not creating any content in your business, you need to have a consistent content strategy that you're doing something each and every week in order for you to attract your ideal target audience, okay? And then leverage that content, optimize that content so that you can use it on different platforms without having to create all different pieces of content, all separate pieces of content, right, for every platform that you're posting on. Just use the one piece of content and leverage it, okay? Hey, before we go, if you have not joined us inside the new, at least at the time of recording this here in October, our new Optimized CEO Facebook group community. So excited about this. We have hundreds of people in there already. It's been awesome. This is exclusively for online course creators and or membership creators and or online coaches who want to optimize their business to 6 or 7 figures, right? Because as the saying goes, you're the average of the 5 people that you surround yourself with, right? And there are hundreds and eventually thousands of other online course creators just like you who are in the free Facebook group community, all looking to optimize their business to the next level. So if that is you and you're not in the group yet, rickmulready.com/group. Again, it's rickmulready.com/group. And this is, again, this is if you're stuck, overwhelmed in your online business and you can't seem to find consistent growth and you're not quite sure why you're stuck. If you're not sure why you're feeling quite overwhelmed, I mean, you're clear about why you're overwhelmed, but you're not sure how to get out of it, then the Optimized CEO community is for you. If you're already seeing success in your business and you want to have a bigger impact, create more revenue while working less, then this community is for you as well. And so I'd love to see you inside there. Again, it's rickmulready.com/group. Okay. As always, thank you so much for listening today. Super appreciate you. Be well, my friend, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode here of the Art of Online Business podcast.